Subscribe to the Snooze Alarm Survivor Podcast from Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, really anywhere podcasts are distributed.
Access denied.
Except Spotify.
You will respect my authority.
HB. Don't you dare, don't you tread on me. Don't you tread.
Joe Thomas in the morning on this Ted's D at 434-964-1075. Emails coming to joe@wcbg.com. So we talked about, you know, why they need to be subservient to them and turning over your private property without even so much as a discussion as to what they want it for or what they're using it for. And when you ask, you're told you wouldn't understand such heavy decision makings, and you know, and watch this debt ceiling debate. They demagogue, they lie, they outright cover up, they misrepresent at best what's going on. Janet Yellen has plenty of money to pay the bills, and she will continue to, because despite all the inflation, despite everything else, the American economy is still, given what remains of its free market, churning pretty damn good revenue for most of us. The problem is there's growing cracks and fissures through what President Biden talks about. Oh, we need some more. And how many of these loopholes has he shut already in his negotiations with Kevin McCarthy? Now, the question is, you know, where does Kevin McCarthy meet him as they approach the middle? But what do they do with that money? Why do they need that money? Albemarle County's Board of Supervisors today at 1 p.m. will have a special closed-door session. They will conduct a closed meeting pursuant to Virginia Code 371.1a under subsection 3 to discuss and consider the acquisition of real property in the Rivanna Magisterial District and other subsection 8 to consult with and be briefed by legal counsel regarding the specific legal matters requiring legal advice relating to such acquisition. Sounds to me like somebody's having their property eminently domained, doesn't it? They might as well have said, you know, to conduct a closed meeting to find out how far we can go under eminent domain laws. They will consider the acquisition of such real property, including approval of the acquisition and authorization of appropriate transaction documents, and conduct a media briefing on any board actions. That will be afterwards. That's at 1 o'clock today. Donna Price called the special meeting. She'd be the chair. It'll be at the Lane office building. Don't go. You can't go in. It's a closed meeting. I bring this up in conjunction with a story that I believe is at the root of what's going on in Buckingham County, which is where the county purchased back $500 million worth of property in a subdivision known as Knights Valley. Atlantic Investments had purchased the land. They had sunk about $183,000, and then the county even gave Atlantic Investment money, I guess as a finder's fee, I don't know. They called it a convenience fee. Yet the city of Charlottesville can't do anything with the Pockmark Hotel, or whatever, the Dew Drop Inn, or whatever it is called these days, the Dewberry Arms. More like the Dingleberry Arms, quite honestly, if you want to metaphorically connect it to something that happens to a dog's body that doesn't, not very attractive. Mason's hanging on the line with us. Just wanted to kind of set the scene as to why they need you complicit in turning over your private property, a.k.a. your income, to them. Good morning, Mason. How are you doing, my friend?
Morning, sir. Good. Yourself?
I'm just trying to drink from the fire hose, as most of us are.
So John Dewberry,
yep,
the building down on the mall.
Yep.
When he came to town about 5 years ago, I went over and introduced myself to him and told him where I was from. And he stepped one step back and he looked at me and he said, I grew up in that same town.
Really?
And he was just a little younger, and I didn't know him.
Huh.
But I mean, it was a little town, like about 100 people. So anyhow, travel to Florida. It ain't going to make any difference. Let them go ahead and do what they want to do. Fine.
Yeah, it's just like everyone's screaming that Disney might shut up and move. How many Disney theme parks have they opened since 1970, not named Disney World or Disneyland, that have been a wild success? Zero.
Disney's not going anywhere.
I know.
Disney is not going anywhere. They're just going to scream and holler to see what they can get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the South Carolina with their, 6-week abortion.
Yeah.
I say what I said the other day. If I was a woman, I would remember that I had sex, and I would be all over those test sticks.
It's what this milfepristone is supposed to be about. Is, you know, you wake up in the morning, you go, oh God, what did I do? And supposedly, you know, the morning after, but I'm sorry. It's reality. I can't sit there and be politically correct. This is really what happens. It's, oh God, what did I do? And believe me, guys, they say that more frequently than you like to think. But it still comes back down to, and I think you bring up a point that I've tried to bring up here so often, is I want us back to a community that gives gravitas to that most beautiful thing, which is creating life. I think we take the biological function that's very enjoyable, when done right, and we take it and we forget that this is supposed to be the very most special thing that we do, which is create a new life. A new citizen of our community is going to be created by this Congress. And I think we debase it a little bit as to just, you know, kind of fun, something fun to do at the end of a Saturday night.
Well, this is going to shock a few people, maybe upset a few. I believe some adults should not have children.
I believe they know that too. I think there's people who don't want them, and that's fine. You know, it shouldn't be government mandates. Government involved in this, and it's funny because the leftists all want to say, "I want to keep the government out of the doctor's office. I want to keep the government out of the bedroom, the doctor's office, as many rooms in my house I can keep the government out of. I'm good with."
Now I'm going to finish up with this one. This one's sort of a big one with me.
Uh-oh.
I'm a little concerned about Rob Schilling.
Well, what happened to Rob?
I think he's been kidnapped.
What?
Yeah.
I don't get out much. I've got a pretty heavy slate here. So I want to apologize because I mean, you know, I run into folks and I don't get a chance to listen to Rob as much as I used to because I've got a lot of, you know, things that I do in the in between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. when I go to bed. So I have what are you talking about? How do you mean?
Absolutely, yeah. I want to clarify this. You know the guy that comes on in the morning, Jay James?
Yeah, I love him. Love the guy.
Yeah. Well, I do not love him.
Oh, wow.
He will not let you call in. He will not let you call in to clarify something he's made a huge mistake on. And he knows what he's doing. And that's his show. He can do that. But I consider him like a carnival barker. And most people know what that is. And now, I believe that he thinks he's of WTOP or WMAO quality. But let me tell you something,
man.
Mr. James, you could not carry the trash can out for those fellows.
Well, I don't know of what you're speaking. I don't know any of the particulars because, quite honestly, I don't listen to a lot of other radio stations besides mine. but, you know, Jay is an enormous human being. And I can say this as testimony, you know, not just, you know, in my personal interactions with him, but people I know that have interacted with him and the things that Jay James does, in the community after he's done on the radio, makes me look like a piker. I will take up for Jay. I don't know the specific instance of what you're talking about, but as a human being, and as a member of the community, there are very few people, I hold in higher esteem, than Jay. I don't know how this relates to Rob, and I'm moderately disquieted by talking about other people's business.
I'll tie it together.
If
you call Rob Schilling up, and you say, you know, I want to talk about something Jay said in the morning, It's like he's petrified. It's like he's been kidnapped and they have a gun on him.
Well, you
because
know,
he says, I can't, they don't want me to talk about J.J. Don't even want me to mention his name.
Well, you know, here's the
What's
thing.
What's going on?
Yeah, here's the thing, you know, Mason, and we do news analysis, you know, a lot here. So, you know, it's par for the course. And we have to accept that, you know, there's plenty of people who have plenty of opinions about me as well. But, you know, how somebody conducts their program is their business. You even said that. And we're not the town square. And I think it leads to something I was saying the other day about Twitter. Somebody was asking me about Twitter, and I said, I get disquieted when people call it the town square. It's not. It's a business that operates in a certain way, and right now the owner of that business is very much in promoting the idea that they are a free speech zone, and that is great. But it is still just it's like a pub or an open mic night comedy club that says everyone's welcome to come in and talk. At some point, closing time's going to come. So I don't know what it adds or detracts. There's a rule in radio. If it doesn't add to it, it takes away from it. So we're all public facing people, so we have to accept it. But maybe that's a little bit of why Rob doesn't want to talk. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. You know why? Because there's a lot of people who are doing dastardly deeds in the Kent community that I'd rather be, you know, highlighting, like this guy down in Buckingham County. Because every minute I'm worried about Rob or Jay. And I understand. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that
I have a massively full plate also, but I'm concerned that he's been hijacked and kidnapped.
Well, I don't know. You're going to have to call him and ask him about it, because I really don't know. All right? Be good, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
The original social media. Call Joe Thomas in the morning on anything.
What are you?
Really?
I'm Batman.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Thomas on this Ted's Day morning. 434-964-1075 is the phone number to call. And Stuart is hanging on the line before I get back into land grabs and closed door Board of Supervisors meetings. And again, stay tuned. Hopefully by the 11 o'clock news, we'll have some pretty big breaking news regarding the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. But Stuart, thank you for hanging on the line. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, well, now I guess that's why we know some talk radio hosts do not take phone calls during their show, even though you do, and much, you know, we're certainly glad for it. But I'm sorry the previous caller puts you at that disadvantage of using your venue to vent on one of your peers. But it's more of an example of exactly why we conservatives will never really rally and take back the day. Because we all have to be right. We all have to have our say. None of us wants to be stepping in line. We all have to, you know, we all have to be right. And unfortunately, that is the thing that the left has pretty much determined, along with their everything else they've learned from the radicals textbook, is that unity of purpose and have a script and have a response. And it's fascinating to watch, because when I talk to somebody who, you know, is of more liberal persuasion, whose presence I can tolerate, and I say, you know, God, I have to give you guys credit. Got to give the devil his due. You guys know how to get in lockstep. You guys know how to get by somebody and just keep your mouth shut. And, of course, the first thing out of their mouth is, oh, no, that's what the Republicans do.
Of course it is. That's Alinsky 101.
You turn to the imaginary third person and go, see how good he is? Chapter 2, page 3, always reaccused. Instantly, reflexively, even when it's veiled in a compliment. God, you guys really know how to shut up and get in line. Oh, no, no. So that's why we will never take it back. That's why the infiltration out in Buckingham and the far out where the left are organized, you know, we just don't care enough. I'm going to turn around. It's going to be too late. Oh, look, barbarians. My goodness.
Where'd they get to the hedgerow? Hey, let me nuance that, because there is, and this goes back to what I was talking about with the Knights in White Satin and Woodrow Wilson and the technocratic movement that really gained its strength after the Civil War by demagoguing the Knights in White Satin, who I believe were quite honestly like the brown shirts out there to cause the trouble that then the authoritarians could use to say, we need authority here, because otherwise, look at what's going on here. in Kristallnacht. And I have actually studied history enough to say there are an awful lot of commonalities between the behavior of the Klan and what was going on in Berlin during Kristallnacht. But that being said, American conservatives believe in the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the U.S. Constitution, all of those things, the individual states, and all of that constructural belief that says there is no dominion of opinion. You can have your opinion. I can have my opinion. As long as, what's the, Rob Bell loves this metaphor. I am free to swing my fist around as much as I like until it contacts your nose and then it becomes assault. That's America. Absolutely. That is the concept.
I've heard that since I was 8 years old. Well, it's like to swing your fist ends at the beginning of my nose.
Right. But that's not what the left believes. The left believes just swinging your hand around should be punished because it might at some point contact somebody's nose.
Exactly. What if I want to walk into the sphere of your fist? I should have that right with no, you know, fear of being struck, shouldn't I? You see me standing there swinging my fist, don't you?
Well, that's like the Surgeon General in her warning about social media. There's a subtext to that that says, don't talk to anyone. You know, because you might get in misinformation there, Stuart. Hey, good stuff, my friend. Yep. And conversation is always good. And I appreciate it. You have a blessed morning.
You too. Thanks, Joe.
434-964-1075 is the phone number. Emails come into joe@wchv.com. We should go back to that social studies, that imaginative play acting that they're calling social studies that are going to metastasize in the Albemarle County Public Schools soon as well, because we actually do have candidates for the Albemarle School Board. And hopefully they can do something about it.
He gets invited to fewer parties now than he did in high school.
Hey, where is everybody?
Here for you, not politicians. Joe Thomas in the Morning on WCHV.
Happy Ted's Day morning. Really the American way.
So damn bad for the Constitution, revolution. And only time will tell. I'm on the highway
to hell. So leave me alone. In the Americans construct pre technocracy movement was that you were an individual. You chose. And little by little, so how do they get us to do it? How do they get us to be conservative versus conservative? And well, first, you have to understand why they do it. And I'm just going to pick up on this for a moment because it is the essential issue. They do it because there's way, way more of us, conservative, constitutional, Bill of Rights following people, than there are of them who believe that they're intellectually greater than anyone else. Case in point, and I'm going to pick up on this as an abstract and then come back to this. When sovereignty of your private property rights vis-a-vis real property was on the ballot as an issue, constitutional amendment, it even carried the city of Charlottesville despite a concerted campaign by the Democratic Party of Charlottesville against it, 65-35. Despite the fact that every polling place in Charlottesville had a Democratic Party tent saying, don't vote for the constitutional amendment. It still carried the city 65-35. Carried the state 75-25, despite a statewide concerted effort by the Democratic Party to fight against private property ownership. Now, since then, they've engaged in a public campaign against property ownership, and it is part and parcel of the white supremacy movement, that owning property is white supremacy. Even if you're a black man and you own property, you're engaged in white supremacy. It tracks its origins all the way back to the Dixiecrats, who were the progenitors of the Knights in White Satin and their tiki torches.
the Dixiecrats, who were afraid that Lincoln, who was going to enact Jefferson's plan to help the freed black slaves establish an economy, were going to take the quote-unquote 40 acres and a mule from them. So first, not being very good at character assassination, they just straight up assassinated Lincoln. And Andrew Johnson, the first of many presidents named Johnson who have screwed the black community, undid all the remaining parts of that. And thus begins their opportunity to say owning property is white supremacist. But I think we're swinging back. I think the idea of owning property and being able to, but that individuality, that freedom to move about, to interact, to associate with who you see fit, and to have a community full of choices in that is the essence of America. This is why our centralized, cronyist, corporatist, borderline fascist economy is as un-American as anything Joe Biden says behind his dementia platform. The Joe Biden EFIS pitch comes across the plate. It is nothing compared to the backroom capital, crony capitalist centralized economy that we've become, because you have fewer and fewer choices. The American exceptionalist economy was built on the idea of you could work for who you chose. And if you chose to work for somebody, you worked harder for that because you chose it. And that's how the American workforce was better than any other workforce in the world, because we chose who we worked for. They don't like that. So now you have fewer and fewer choices. You have fewer and fewer banks, fewer and fewer corporations, fewer and fewer retail operations. So your choices become less and less and less. And yet still the indomitable American spirit creates an economy facing record inflation, gas prices through the roof. And yet we still generate nearly $5 trillion in tax collections. That's just the tax collections for the U.S. government, which Janet Yellen, if she doesn't belong in prison, will use to pay our bills post June 1st, deal or no deal. But that's why they have to turn us against each other, because if they turn us against each other and convince us that if you're not listened to, then it's the same thing as being put in prison. Well, you know, we have a right not to listen to each other. We also have a right to not expect people to do as we say either. I only lay out the stories as I chop them up into little bits, and then I lay them out there and see what you make out of it. I'm like your sous chef for the morning. I chop up the bits, and then you make an omelet out of it. But if you disagree with me, that's fine. That's why we keep the phone number open at 434-964-1075. Believe me, I've been married 30 years now. I've been disagreed with a lot. Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. Who's this?
Well, hey, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, Greg. What's going on, my friend?
Well, I'm on the way. I'm 65 and still breaking rocks. And I can't say no, and I'm going to say no as of September. Anyway... I'm going to just pull off the side of the road here so I don't get a ticket. But I
appreciate that.
And I don't care if I'm late to work. If they fire me, I'll be happy. So
that's a sad state. I mean, we should all have enthusiasm for our work. But
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, I was looking at Candace Owens on some interview, and this liberal interviewer, you know, has to point out the fact that she's black and that why wouldn't you vote for this? And Candace came back with her, says, why are you referring to me as anything but somebody who wants to be an American and wants to prosper? Most of the black people that I know love to own property. They love to own houses and farms. They like to own cars and equipment and tractors. So, and then I heard this other liberal person talking about how we have to tear down, which she referred to as symbolically the individual silos in the country. So anybody that's that I guess they're referring to the big businesses or big landowners, that they have to be torn down and dismantled. Oh, so the whole bottom line is the liberal elites, all the people in the Democrat Party, as far as I'm concerned, are using race and black people and other races in order to separate us. They use them as pawns in order to bring us down and bring us to the lowest common denominator, i.e. socialism, and spread the wealth. This whole reparation thing is stupid. The whole idea that you look at somebody of color is stupid. We're all Americans. It doesn't matter what color we are, and we have the right to own and keep property. We have the right to keep and bear arms. We have the right to free speech, due process. And the bottom line is, they are deconstructing the Constitution. They're deconstructing God. And that's why we are in the shape we're in.
Well, and here's the reason they have to do this, because if you are an individual, you know that they have no righteous authority over you, and they can't stand that. And they need your wealth in order to give to other people. Now, that being said, there is real poverty. There are real problems with this sclerotic, crony capitalist economy that has caused more poverty so that they can prey on the more poverty. It's why I use the phrase Munchausen's by government syndrome. So the government, by its cronyism, has created more poverty so that they can come in and point to people like you and me and say, we're the cause of the poverty. It's why I was asked by a dear friend the other day why white supremacy is still being flown around. I said, because look at the economy. They can't run on the economy, so they have to blame the economy on some boogeyman that hasn't existed since Woodrow Wilson's day. And they're going to continue to do it. Greg, you have a good morning, sir. Keep breaking stones.
Okay.
434-964-1075. Got a break coming up, but let me get you on the queue here. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Joe, it's Clark.
Hey, Clark, can you hang on with me for a moment?
Definitely.
As we go to break, I have this quick message from 1984.
Your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of subversion, only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Leninists has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot.
We have been around for almost 90 years, and not a sign of any slowing down.
So you know the thing.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
There was a time when I didn't care.
True story, absolutely.
Nothing mattered. To me, I swear.
Going backstage at the Skinner reunion mattered a little bit at the time.
Did something happen?
Yes, indeed it did.
I came alive, and I found you, and I found fire. That's why I never stopped.
The week before Independence Day was the week I met the young lady that would eventually become the first lady of WCHV. And it's amazing when you realize that my independence was born of my realization that I needed some dependence. And I think we all have that. That's just an abstract. Here's a question from James, who writes in through the smartphone app. Joe, why does the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors have to go into a closed session to acquire real property? It doesn't seem like it involves any sort of personnel issue. What's the secrecy about? See, that's why I reported the story to you. I mean, there's nothing there except that the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors have called a special meeting at the insistence of Chair Donna Price for 1 o'clock today. It's a closed meeting pursuant to Virginia Code 37.11A. to discuss or consider the acquisition of real property in the Rivanna Magisterial District. Now, that's interesting because hours before this meeting begins, we will have news of the Rivanna Magisterial District. Hopefully, if I'm fast enough, it'll be in the 11 o'clock news. But there's a big old thing, a shindig, you know, and finally folks are stepping forward. And I knew if I just was honking on loud enough and long enough about it, folks would step forward. We have a couple of great, hopefully some more. I'd love to see some more school board candidates. We have a couple of great ones, at large and Whitehall. We may have even a candidate for the 55th House District race. Oh, thank goodness for that. Details to come, but I'm just telling you that I know this stuff and that you should hang your hopes and hearts on that there are people out there just like you who are stepping forward. Like Leo down in Buckingham, who stepped forward and is in his Central Virginia's version of Donald Trump right now. I mean, the guy is just getting dragged through the muck on the front pages of the Farmville Herald. Luckily for him, you know, readership these days isn't what it used to be, but then Eric asks, he says, no need to read on the air, but okay, it's about Timothy McVeigh and Waco and the Branch Davidians and all that. I will go through it and I will send you my learned response. I feel like the Board of Supervisors. I'll read your email during a closed session. But I'm not buying real property. Joel is on the line at 434-964-1075. Good morning, Joel. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning. Well, there's a lot of stuff on my mind, but I just wanted to say, how long are we going to endure these political commercials with Allie Hudson and Creed, Creed Deeds. But two of them, they both talk about the welfare of kids and mental health, but that political party can't recognize what a male or a female is. And then they talk about a transgender community, and they're okay with mutilating, children having the surgery,
sterilize them.
What do they call it? Yeah,
turn them into eunuchs. Remember, Rome used to turn people into eunuchs as well.
And then yet they're promoting mental health issues that are really need to be addressed with children as if they want to, transition, or if they want to treat kids that way. But, you said something the other day that you can't even read some of the material that they bring into schools because you would get in trouble on the air because it's obscene, but yet they're promoting all that. And they're under the cover going, well, we're doing this for you.
Well, and then they'll tell you, then the Surgeon General will tell you social media is dangerous and needs a warning label. I mean, you want to sell more social media? Ask Marshall Mathers what putting an explicit lyrics warning label on his CDs used to do. Ask Tipper Gore and her husband Al about warning labels on CDs, what it does to record sales. But that's the Surgeon General. Social media is dangerous. But books about recruiting boys into homosexual relationships in school libraries isn't. The hypocrisy is elbow deep, Joel. I'm coming up on it. Last word.
And you can't even have prayer in schools, and yet the people that want to pray and believe in Jesus Christ, we're the criminals.
So beautifully said. I'm going to pick up on that when we come back. Thank you, sir. You have a blessed morning.
140 new districts, conventions, primaries, and even some firehouse primaries. Full springtime general assembly election coverage on WCHB.
Shut up and jam.
President, of course, land snatching. See, land, land.
See Snatch. Ah, Haley versus United States. Haley 7, United States nothing. You see, it can be done.
Yes, it can be done. No truth to the scurrilous rumor that was the Albemarle County's attorney explaining to them whatever they have to do behind closed doors in land acquisitions. Because usually, you know, when it's just something simple like taking away your private property rights through easement, they do it publicly to say, look at how much land we've protected. But I was asked this, Joe, you brought up a land purchase issue out of Buckingham County I had not heard of before. And I was sharing this story, the tale of woe, as an abstract. So way back before there were white supremacists and MAGA election deniers in the electoral office. And I say this with a certain amount of rue that in Charlottesville, considering politically speaking, you know, there's like 65, you know, Democrats to every 35 Republicans, it seems, electorally. And much the same political division seems to be the case in Buckingham County, yet somehow the Buckingham County Democrats managed to not only get themselves into a lot of positions of authority in Buckingham County, sometimes they just, you know, walk into the registrar's office and start copying voter records because the electoral board has one member and they happen to be hanging around. And the metaphor, the life lesson in this is that sometimes people just hanging around all day is more politically powerful than having flowing and glowing rhetoric. Ask the people at the Lane office building about any Board of Supervisors members who seem to be there all the time, hovering over their shoulders, asking them what they're doing. Oh, just whistleblower testimony. That's all I hear. Anyway, but Buckingham County supervisors back in February bought back a piece of property called the Knights Valley Subdivision for $500 million, $500,749,000. And then they also gave $13 million to a law firm regarding billing for the issues regarding the property, which had originally been purchased in Buckingham County for $346 million by a group called Atlantic Investment. So that's a pretty good turnaround. In a few months' time, having your property go from $346,000 to $500,000. I'm sorry, I misplaced it. $500,000 in a couple of months. Plus, they were given a convenience fee by the county for it. So when I read that the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors are going to go into closed session today to discuss land grabs, County Attorney Hedley Lamar probably looking up precedent, Charlottesville v. Albemarle, Charlottesville 7, Albemarle nothing. It will be at 1 o'clock today. They're going to purchase somebody's land in the Rivanna subdivision. It'll be interesting. There will be a press briefing after they've done all this secret movings around. But they're not supposed to spend taxpayer money in secret. See, that's the dirty little thing. And Matt Hardin, you know, and for the second time today, we'll mention Rob Schilling. Matt and Rob are in a case with Albemarle County because it appears they allocated taxpayer money without doing so in public. Would they be doing the same thing here? Their defense in Matt Hardin's case that he brought for Rob was that they were just simply doing an insurance deal. It was part of the insurance. Well, you know, the rate payers of the insurance, every time there's a claim on it, your rates go up. Same is true in a business. If you make a claim on some business insurance to pay off a settlement, your rates are going to go up because of it. But there goes Albemarle County behind closed doors spending taxpayer money, it appears. We'll find out more. But before that, at 11, by the 11 o'clock news, there should be breaking news regarding that same Rivanna Magisterial District as it relates to the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Be interesting to see how that plays out.
Part of spring in Charlottesville, longer than dogwood trees. Well, we've been here a long time. since 1933. It's WCHV.
Joe works out to steal me, works damn near every day. Leaves for work when the sun comes up, drops the kids to school along the way. Joe has everything he dreamed of, all the treasures that he needs. No wonder Joe's always smiling, he only aims to please, yeah. I wanna be a Joe.
Wait a minute. There might be a legal precedent. Of course. Land snatching. Let's see. Land. See snatch. Ah! Haley versus United States. Haley 7, United States nothing. You see, it can be done.
Yes, it can. It's actually Albemarle 6, property rights none, as $58 million of your taxpayer dollars went to buy some land up next to the Rivanna Station, the NGIC, and all that Boulders Road area there, because certainly it was becoming pretty popular. Anyone who lives up near Camelot knows that. Hank has a couple of thoughts on that. We're going to talk a little bit about it with TJ Fadley, who wants to be the Rivanna rep. We talked to him a little bit about his campaign coming up. But Hank, thank you for hanging on the line. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, Joe, this whole thing, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, the fact that this reminds me so much of, do you remember 15 years ago, a small piece of land called Biscuit Run on the south side of Charlottesville.
Remember when that was the biggest controversy in Charlottesville, was Biscuit Run and the dirty developers that were going to despoil the landscape and ruin the air. And I mean, basically, this guy was Donald Trump before Donald Trump came to town, right?
But the thing about it is, see, Biscuit Run was purchased, and then what happened? The housing market exploded, and then whoever those investors were, and I can't remember all of them by name, but they were kind of like the banks. They were too big to fail. Now, I see a lot of similarity in this, and I really do hope I'm wrong, but I have to question, logic dictates, if it's such a great piece of land and that the government wants it, then why are we buying it? Why can't the United States government buy it? We've got money to give to the Ukrainians. We've got money to give to everyone else. The Albemarle County Board of Supervisors feel they need to purchase it. But here's the other thing. That area, North Point subdivision and all, was going like gangbusters for 2 years. Oh, yeah. And then guess what happened? The pandemic.
Yep.
Well, who is too big to fail now? Why do I get the feeling that we, the county taxpayers, have just been turned into another money laundering device? And you can say what you want to about how we're going to do this. They'll have a nice construct, and then they'll have a great way to lose a lot of money.
Well, this is the thing. So, you know, 462 acres is a pretty good-sized piece along there. There are two parts of it. The first one is obviously, okay, Donna Price's statement is indicative of somebody who was afraid that Rivanna Station was going to move away. And I remember, or I was told by the particulars, John Warner and Virgil Goode, about how Rivanna Station nearly was on the base closing list many, many years ago, and they politicked to keep it open. So I don't know if somebody in Washington said, hey, Rivanna Station's on the base closure list soon or not. But I think your scenario where somebody had invested in this land, wasn't seeing the return on investment. Remember what Albemarle County's draconian rules regarding affordable housing look like anyway, and managed to convince the Board of Supervisors to buy out their land for them to turn into... And there is a part of it. They mentioned educational opportunities. This is where they're going to build their new school. Remember they wanted to build a new high school? This is where it's going. I can tell you that right now. They can bluster and say, we don't know, and we're going to have public hearings and blah, blah, blah. This is where the new high school is going. And
Having a public hearing in June. Well, you need to have, you know, if it's such a great deal for me, the taxpayer, if it's such a wonderful thing, then you don't need to have a closed door. Have an open door meeting. If it's such a great thing, why did you have to go and cloister it behind a drape? I mean, come on. You know,
that's
like
right.
I said, you know, don't pee in my face and tell me it's raining.
No, but that's exactly what's happening in your tax rate. And $58 million is just the start. That's the seed money.
Oh, I know.
Then the construction and the build out, the clearing, and you know, this is just the purchase of the land.
And the reason I say this is because I know people that were working in the development area, you know, laborers and things like this with the North Point. And they're saying this is the pandemic is hitting at the worst possible time. So what you have here is 15 years ago all over again. We're going to use, we'll put lipstick on the pig. We'll dress it up and say, oh, this is where we can put a school or whatever. But these things don't just happen overnight. So I guess that explains why my property taxes went up 30% as well as everybody else's.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And you just look at the report we had today in the news. Virginia Realtors, home sales down another 30% year over year from last year. That's where, just like when Biscuit Run all of a sudden stopped being a controversy and started to become a bailout, it was because the housing market went south, after somebody had bought in and apparently too big to fail is a local issue as well. Good stuff, Hank.
Thank you. Bye.
Central Virginia's source for full coverage of the 2023 General Assembly. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.